when I saw this on Twitter earlier, I said, wow, this is getting a lot of reaction. 1,700 likes, 641 retweets and counting, and everyone talking about it. And there's an interview that was done to a Russian YouTube channel where a pro athlete rips Vladimir Putin, but rips him. And a man who's translated it, and a man who's going to talk to us about it, is a man who's all over Russian sports in particular. He's a Russian sports writer. And you can check him out via Twitter at Slava Malamud, and his website, SlavaDoesAmerica.com. Slava Malamud, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Very good. How did this come about?
It comes about from Artemi Panarin being who he is. I mean, obviously, this is an extremely surprising development, just simply because nothing like this has ever happened in Russian sports. I do not remember any active Russian athlete just ripping into powers that be like that. It just doesn't happen.
So for those who were wondering who the player in question is, Slava just answered it, or who the athlete is, it's Artemi Panarin, formerly of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and now, of course, newly signed with the New York Rangers. Who did he sit down with, and when did he do this interview?
He sat down with a YouTube channel called Всему Головин. The interview was done actually about a month ago, and it did not appear until yesterday, and even Russian media, myself included, were wondering why has Golovin been sitting on it for so long, and the assumption was that they're just waiting for Panarin to get back to America to safety so they can air it. But no, actually Panarin is still in Russia. I guess it just took him a while to compile the interview or something, I don't know. But he's still in Russia, and apparently doesn't really care. I mean, he said what he wanted to. He voiced his opinion, and numerous times during the interview, if you read it, he says, "All I'm saying is just, you know, saying my opinion. I'm just voicing my position. Why shouldn't I be able to do that?" He's just so incredulous about this whole idea that in Russia you don't speak badly about the president. Why not? He's very Americanized now. You can easily see that.
What did he say about the president?
Well, the most obvious thing he said is that, you know, Putin has been in power for too long. Nobody should be in power this long. All he has is sycophants who are telling him how great he is, and he's been hearing this for 20 years. And that's gotten to the point where he can no longer tell right from wrong. And his time has come. They need new blood. He compared Russia to the United States, and said in the United States, you're limited to four year terms, and then you're out. And you managed to do whatever you could for the country, and you haven't grown fat off of it. And time for you to go let some new blood in. And this is what we need to do in the country. And when the interviewer asked him, like, what if 10 years from now Putin is still president? At which point Panarin said, I mean, can I curse here? And added, this whole question just makes me angry. And then he joked about him possibly being on a sniper's sights at that point, so which is kind of a morbid Russian joke. But
oh, my God.
And that's Artemi. He's it's him to a T. I never expected him to be this vocal about politics. I mean, he did have a very highly publicized Instagram post earlier this year about the law in Russia, which forbids people from disrespecting the government. He was very critical of that law on Instagram. But I sort of thought that this is where it's going to end. I mean, he's a hockey player, and you know, they're not generally known for being disloyal to the regime. But he just went all out.
And the YouTube channel probably knew that he was going to go in this direction, right? Did they reach out to him, or did he reach out to them? Do you know?
I think they reached out to him, but knowing Artemi, he's very open to interviews. And this is the YouTube channel that has interviewed opposition figures in the past. Alexei Navalny, who is mentioned a couple of times in the interview, is the Russia's most notorious opposition leader. He has been on that show before, so obviously he knew it's not going to be just about hockey. But he was not very shy about it, and he said it several times. Why should I be afraid? Why should this be extraordinary? I'm not telling anybody to take a hand grenade and go to the kindergarten. this is not extremist, basically, what he's saying. It's pretty amazing.
All right. So, you know, he shared his opinion that, you know, you should be allowed to criticize the government. And he shared his opinion that the fact that Putin's been there forever is something he doesn't agree with, that there should be a couple of terms of 4 years and that's it. And then you're gone. But what are the views that he disagrees with the most? Did he go into detail regarding that?
Well, he's also saying that what he hates the most is, as he put it, the lawlessness. The idea that there's no laws that apply to the government itself. And there's no rule of law in a nation. People are above the law. There are companies, government-owned companies who control everything and who are not subject to any type of oversight, and people cannot operate small businesses without interference, and also the fact that there's no freedom of speech. Russian TV basically says the same propaganda over and over and over again, and if you want to be informed in any way, you have to watch these opposition channels that are getting fewer and fewer every year. And these are the two main areas where he's really annoyed. He's saying that, you know, there's no laws in this country that apply to all people, and now they've passed a law that forbids us to even criticize them, so they can do anything they want and be completely immune from criticism.
Does he share the same views as his family and his girlfriend, or are they supporters of Putin?
Well, his girlfriend is actually the daughter of a national team coach, Alex Narok, who currently works in St. Petersburg. In a KHL, and happens to be a good friend with the team's boss, and the team's boss, Gennady Timchenko, is one of Putin's closest friends. So there's like 2 degrees of separation
from
Panarin to Putin. His grandpa lives in a small town in Chelyabinsk. I honestly think that Panarin doesn't fear. He's not afraid of that. Of what might happen in retaliation. And to be truthful, I think nothing is going to happen unless his words take traction and spin out of control. I think the usual mode of operation for the Russians when something like this happens is to let it blow over. Don't make it a bigger story by reacting, just let it blow over. And if it doesn't, well, then they lash out. And that's how, you know, Garry Kasparov, the former world champion of chess, was exiled out of Russia because his statements took traction, because he became a very outspoken political figure.
Considering he's got family all over Russia, this sounds like a very dangerous game that he's playing.
I mean, it can be, for sure. But I think a lot of people are responding very positively to his message. I mean, he's basically saying what everybody else is thinking. You know, the government is not on our side. The government is in it to enrich itself. And Putin has frankly been there forever. Maybe it's time for something else. But then he addresses another issue, that a lot of Russians, while thinking that, they also think that, you know, there's nobody else to replace him. He's the only option we have. And Panarin says, no, that's BS. I mean, we're a country of many, many millions of people. There should be somebody who can do a better job. So he's been very thoughtful. He's been very articulate. And, yes, he's been very brave.
I wonder what the Rangers actually think of him coming out and doing an interview like this. I mean, they just signed him as an unrestricted free agent back on the 1st of July, uh-huh. And then he's coming out. And I wonder if they had their say, if they'd rather say...
It is the city of Batman and Spider-Man. They got themselves a new superhero. I'd be thrilled. I'd be thrilled if somebody of this type of character is coming on my team. And, you know, Panarin has always been a tremendous guy. I mean, I've never seen any person ever who would say that he's anything but a terrific individual to talk to converse with, to, you know, play with.
How long have you known him?
I think I only met him twice. And I don't know him very, very well because his career really took off when I stopped being a beat reporter in the NHL. But I've seen him at the World Champ, at the World Junior Championships in Russia, in Buffalo in 2011. And I'm familiar with a lot of my colleagues who know him personally very well. And I've never heard anyone say anything bad about him.
Well, this is a story to be followed. And you actually, on your website, slavadozamerica.com, you took the entire interview, which was done on YouTube in Russian.
Not the entire one. It's an hour-long interview. I just pulled out the political part.
Okay, you pulled out the political part. And you translated everything. So for those who want to take a look at it, they can make their way over, to your Twitter account, at Slava Malamud, S-L-A-V-A-M-A-L-A-M-U-D, or check out your website, slavadozamerica.com. Wow. Awesome stuff, and thanks for doing the work for everyone here. It's gave us something to talk about, which is pretty cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it, Slava Malamud.